This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubos Daf HaShavua. We're on the bottom of Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. Tonight we're learning Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara said earlier, the Gemara brought a Braisa, that a Boigeres Ein La Tanis Basulim. That if someone marries a Boigeres is a woman who's 12 and a half, and up, you cannot claim, I thought you were a Basula and you're not, because we say that a Boigeres, she loses her Basulim. As she matures, her passageway opens and she loses her blood. So there's no Tainus Basulim on a Boigeres. Says Gemara, that's not true. The Amar Rav said, Boigeres noisin la laila harisha, and a Boigeres, we give her the first night. Which means all the blood, when you marry Boigeres, all the blood that comes out the first night, we say this is not Dam Nida, this is Dam Basulim. So what do we see from here? That a Boigeres has Dam Basulim. So how could you, which would then mean, if you claim that she didn't have Dam Basulim, there should be Tainas Basulim. So why does the Braisa say Boigeres has no Tainas Basulim? Because the Boigeres does not have Dam Basulim. Here we see she has a lot of Dam Basulim. Any blood she sees the first night, we hinge on Dam Basulim. So Gemara says like this, Ida katan tainas damim hachanami. If the husband says, you know, I married her and she didn't have dam, that's a valid taina, then there is tainas basulim. Hachav mayaskina de katan tainas pesach basuach. Here, when we say that the man does not have tainas basulim, he's saying, you know, I lived with her and she wasn't a basula, her passageway was open. She feels like she was a ba'ula. That does not apply by a Boigeres. By a Katana or a Nara, so then he could say, she feels, not, she doesn't feel like a Basula. She feels closed. She feels constricted. But that Taina of Pesach Basuach does not apply by a Boigeres, because a Boigeres is old enough, the passageway, so to speak, becomes less constricted, and he can no longer Taina Pesach Pesuach, and that she's not a Basula, because we say that's just how she matured. Okay. Then we bring a Braisa. Sumcha says in the name of Rameir, a blind woman, you can't Taina, she's not a Basula. Sumcha Soimer, Mishum Rameir, Suma Ein La Tainas Basulam. Sumcha says in the name of Rameir, a Suma does not have Tainas Basulam. Says Gemara, my Taima de Sumchas. What's the reasoning of Sumchas? Why can you taina if you marry a blind woman? I thought she was a basula, and she turns out not to be a basula. Because she fell on the ground, and she ruptured her basulam. And therefore, the fact that you say she doesn't feel like a basula doesn't mean she had relations. It just means she got an injury. So the Gemara says, so then why could you taina on any woman that she's not a basula? Every woman upon occasion will fall. Says the Gemara, Kulunami Chavutu Mechavte. All women fall and get banged. Says the Gemara, you're right. Kulu Raya Sumaris Le'iman. Other women, when they fall, they show their mother, and the mother says, girl, you lost your Basulim. And therefore, if that happens, she makes sure to tell her prospective Chasan, look, I'm a Basula, I just got injured. If she doesn't tell him, he could taina, look, I thought you were a basula, and you're not. And it's not because it was an injury, because you would have told me. But a suma, a blind girl, she doesn't realize that when she gets injured that she lost her basulam to tell her mother.
Says the Gemara,
this woman, a blind woman, ain't a raya, she doesn't see when she falls and blood is coming out, ve'ina mara le'ima, and therefore her husband cannot taina that she's not a basula because she probably just got injured. Okay. Now then the Braisa says that a woman who goes out because of a shame ra, in la knas v'loi pitay. Vayoytzeis mishum shame ra, in la loi knas v'loi pitay. A woman who goes out because of a shame ra doesn't get knas or pitay. At this point, the Gemara presumes the case is as follows. A man married a woman, and after Erusin, And after he lived with her, he says, look, I thought you were a basula. You must have been mezaneh after Erison. And Edim come and say she was mezaneh, and we're going to take her out to be killed. Such a woman, if somebody rapes her, does not pay oinas umafata. Why not? The reason why is because she's presumed not to be a basula. Says Gemara, hayoytzeitz mishum shemra. You're saying a woman who goes out because of a bad reputation, that we have edim that she was mezaneh. There's no knas and there's no einus umafata. Of course not. Baskilahi. We believe the edim that she was mezaneh, and we're going to stone her to death. Certainly, we should believe the edim. She's not a basula. Amar Rav Sheshes says hachikamar. The case is not where we have edim. She was mezaneh. The case is mishayatsa aleha shem Rabbi Aldusa. We're talking about a woman who got a bad reputation when she was young. That what? That she acted promiscuously. So not that we have edim, but we have she has a reputation. So such a woman, ein lo loy knas v'loy pitoy. She doesn't get a knas and she doesn't get pitoy. Ah, Amar Papa. So if we're concerned for a bad reputation, so our Papa said, Shema mina haishtara reya. This shtar that has a bad reputation, that reputation went out, that it's forged, loy magbinum bay. We're not going to collect with it. Meaning what Papa seems to be saying, that just like a woman who has a bad reputation, we're not going to give her we're not going to give her knas for oinus umafata, so too, a shtar that a coil went out, that it was forged, we're not going to allow one to collect with it. Says Gemara, Hey Chidami, what are we talking about here? Ilema denafa kol alei d'shtara zayafahu. If we're talking about a shtar that a rumor spread that it's forged and we're not going to allow it to be collected, so that means the similar case by this woman. It must be similarly, we're talking about a woman who a rumor spread that she was mezaneh. Says Gemara, Va'amar Rava, but Rava said, Yatzo la shem mezaneh be'ir, ein choshishin la. If we're going to say we don't collect with a shtar that a rumor went out against it, then the similar case by Znus is that a rumor went out that the woman was mezaneh. But we know Rava said that if a rumor goes out that a woman was mezaneh, we don't pay attention to such a rumor. Iva Amar Rava Yatzol Hashem Mezana Beir. If a rumor went out that she was Mezana, in Choshish Ima. We're not Choshish for such a rumor. Says the Gemara, Ela Da Asu Beitrei VaAmri Lidithu Tivatinu Beisura. You know what the case is? Edim come and testify, and they say she actually asked us to be Mezana with her. So it's not just a rumor that she was promiscuous. Edim come and say she solicited our services. So it's not just we have a rumor about a woman that she acted in a lewd manner, but we have Edim that say that she made a request from them. So in that case, the Chavasei Acha, similarly by the case of Shtar, the Asu Beitrei, two Edim came, Va'amru L'ditu, Amar Lahu Zayafuli. Where the Edim say, you know, this guy asked us to forge a shtar for him. And we didn't want to do it. So the Gemara says, oh, those two cases are not comparable at all. Bishlam ha'asam shchichi prutzen. If we have Edim that she solicited their services, then the likelihood is she's going to find a willing customer. Because there are low people around, unfortunately. So if Edim testify that she solicited their services, and even though they said no, in all likelihood, she would have found someone who said yes. But in this case, where Edim say that he asked us to forge, so just because this guy clearly is dishonest, but who said he found anyone, any other Edim who are dishonest to forge a shtar? Meaning low people you could find. But who said he was able to find somebody to forge a shtar for him? So the Gemara said, well, it's pasha, it's simple. Hachanami, here too, kivan to kamahader azayufa, if he's looking around for someone to forge a star for him, when he realizes he can't find anyone, he'll just forge it himself. Amar, he'll say, Ziyufe Zayufu Kasav, I'll just forge myself and he'll write it. So if we have Edim that he was looking for two Edim, if we have Edim that he was looking for Edim to forge a star, then we could be pretty certain that by hook or by crook, he forged a star. And if he couldn't find someone to do it for him, he did it himself. Okay. Says the Hilga Mishnah. So now we're up to the Mishnah we've been referencing throughout this parak so far. Namely, the Mishnahs that we had so far are situations where you raped a woman and there is a knas, including if somebody raped their own sister, where there's only a punishment of kares. Now we're going to talk about situations where there's no knas. Ve'elu she'en lahem knas. The following cases, there is no knas. Haba al hagiyores. Somebody lives with a convert, va'al hashvuya, or a woman who is captive, va'al hashivcha, and a maidservant, sheniftu, and they were redeemed, v'sheneskayru, or they converted, v'sheneshtacharu, or they were freed, yiserus al benois shalishan v'yamechar, more than three in a day. Because if they were redeemed, or converted, or freed, more than 3 years old, that means that they were violated over 3 years old. Presumably, a woman who is a convert, she was loose when she was a Gentile. When a woman is captive, we assume she was raped. When a woman was a shivcha, we assume she was lewd. So if they were redeemed or freed more than three, we assume that they're not a basula. Masha'enkin, if they were redeemed less than three or converted less than three, the phenomenon is that at 3 years old, the basulim grow back. So here we're talking about where these things occurred over 3 years old. Rabbi Yehuda says, Shavuya sheniftes harehi b'kdushasa. A very interesting halacha. Rabbi Yehuda says that a woman who was held captive, if she was redeemed more than three, we assume that she was not abused. And the Gemara is going to explain why that is. But Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we don't have to assume that a woman who is captive was abused, was raped. Afal pi shegdoila, even though she's older. Haba albita, if someone lives with his daughter, which again is a chiv misa. Albas bita, his daughter's daughter. Albas bina, his son's daughter. Albas ishta, his wife's daughter. Albas bina, her daughter's daughter. Bas bina, her son's daughter, Abbas Bita, her daughter's daughter, in lahem knas. Why? Because there's a capital punishment here. And whenever there's capital punishment, you don't pay knas. Because she's liable for her life. There's a capital punishment here. Shemisasan bidei bezdin. Her misa is through bezdin. V'chal ha-mischayiv benavshay. And anyone who is liable to capital punishment, the halacha is, Ein Mishali Mamain does not pay money, Shinamra, like the Pasuk says, Ve'im lo ye asain. If you didn't kill the woman, Anashi, you have to pay money. But if you killed the woman and then thereby are obligating capital punishment, you don't have to pay the money. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan says, now, Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah has a very interesting shita. Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that we don't assume that a woman who was held captive, even over 3 years old, was abused, was raped. So, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Doisa, Amru Davarech. Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Doisa, they say the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda had Amran, Rabbi Yehuda, that which we saw in the Mishnah. Namely, what did we see in the Mishnah? We saw in the Mishnah that a woman who is captive is not abused. Rabbi Doisa, the Tani, we learned in a Braisa, the halacha is the daughter of a Kohen eats truma, but not if she was raped, because then she becomes a Zayna. The Tanya Shavuya, a woman who is held captive, Oichelas b'chuma k'ri chuma. Divrei Reb Doisa. These are the words of Reb Doisa. But if she was held captive, don't we have to be concerned that she was raped? So Reb Doisa says something very interesting. I'm Reb Doisa. V'chima asala aravi halaz. What already did the Arab captor do? Why Arab? Because we know the Gemara tells us the Arabs are very promiscuous. V'chi shemiach la ben dadeha. Because the captor pressed her between her dadim, paslam in hakuhuna. Does that mean he disqualifies her from kuhuna? Just because he was loose with her and he molested her, but he stopped short of actually having relations with her. So, therefore, Rabbi Huz of the opinion, certainly we don't think that the Arab captor learnt with her b'chavrusa, mesil sisharim. But on the other hand, we don't have to suspect that relations took place. That's what Rabbi Doisa holds. And that's exactly like Rabbi Huda. So just like Rabbi Huda in the Mishnah says that someone who rapes a woman who is held captive has to pay knas, that's similar to Rabbi Doisa, who says a woman who is held captive continues to eat truma. Rabbi Doisa and Rabbi Huda have the same shita.
Yeah, we had the Mishnah before, right? That Aisha Shenech Mishra Bidei Aydek Erfavim, right?
Yeah, what did the Mishnah say?
Ali Din Mama, Mutaris Labala. Ali Din Afasha is Asur Labala. So the Chayra and Rabbi Huda is arguing on that Mishnah. Chabzayim Chabavim Beis.
You're saying if she's taken al yidei nefashos, the Mishnah said she's aser? What does the Mishnah say? Tell me what the Mishnah says.
Al yidei nefashos aser lebala.
Pashas Rabbi Huda doesn't agree with that.
Right.
Right. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabba. Rabba said, "Dilma lahi." Maybe Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Dois are not exactly the same shita. Ad kan like Amar Rabbi Yehuda hacha. Rabbi Yehuda perhaps only over here said that someone who rapes a shvuya pays knas. Shelo yehi chayte niskar. It's well, we don't want the criminal to profit. We don't want him to be exempt from paying knas. So we charge him the knas. So maybe only in such a scenario where it's about penalizing the criminal does Rabbi Huda say that we assume she's a basula. Aval hasam, kirabanans really. But maybe over there when it comes to eating truma, maybe Rabbi Huda holds like the rabbanan, she can't eat truma. Maybe it's only about if somebody abuses the shvuya, we want to nail him. But in a situation where a woman was captive, maybe she can't eat truma. Inami or ad kan lo kam Rav Dois asam. Maybe Rav Dois was only lenient by truma ela b'truma drabanan, because nowadays truma is only drabanan. And even if she was violated, big deal, she's only violating Issa drabanan. So misafek will be mekel. But knas, where extracting money from somebody is a dairaisa. You can't just take money away from somebody. Taking money away from somebody is a dairaisa. Maybe Reb Doisa would not agree to the Rabbanan. Maybe Reb Doisa would not agree to Rabbi Yehuda. Maybe he would agree to the Mishnah. Avol knas dairaisa k'Rabbanan really. Maybe he holds like the Rabbanan. Namely, that if someone rapes a shvuya, he doesn't have to pay knas. So this is assuming that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda holds that if you rape a shvuya, you pay knas, is because shelo yehi chote niskar. Amar lei Abaye said,
"What about the other? What about the other cases? Why only bedafka shvuya? Why don't we say shelo yehi chote niskar by giyaris or by shivcha?"
Sounds like by Giyores. The answer is because in all these cases, it's a suffik. So me suffik, you don't have to pay the money. Oh, what's the difference between shvuya and everything else?
We're saying it's not because it's less likely that she's a psula. It's just that we don't want chayza niskar. So what about the other cases?
Mm-hmm. I hear a good question. Very good question. It seems like there's somewhat of a less of a chash by a shvuya. I mean, those were the words Rabbi Yehuda says. V'chima osola aravi halaz v'chim ibnei shami echla ben dodea pasal menakuhuna, as opposed to giyores, where she probably was promiscuous as a Gentile. Or a shivcha kananis. Masha'en kein a kashra girl. It's where it's dependent on the captors, so we're not so concerned, it seems like. It seems like it's less of a concern. And therefore, meaning, we're suggesting now that maybe Rabbi Yehuda only said his din in our Mishnah, shalo yehei choytei niskar. Why? In the other cases, it seems like it's very likely that she's not a basula. But in this case, where it's a little bit less likely, in the other cases, it's likely she's not a basula. In this case, it's not as likely she's not a basula. Now, that difference alone is not going to say that I have to pay. Because still, it's possible that she's a ba'ula. But shalaye choyte niskar is the reason why you're paying. So Gemara says, Amar le'abaye v'time of Rabbi Yehuda hacha shalaye choyte niskar. Is the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you pay knas is shalaye choyte niskar. V'atanya Rabbi Yehuda oimer shvuya shen nishbeis harehi b'kdushasa. A shvuya that was captured, she retains her kedusha. Afilu bas esar shanim, even if she's 10 years old, the halacha would be psubasa masayim. If she's going to get married, she gets a 200 zuz ksuba. So, if the whole reason why, if really we're chayshesh that she was violated, it's just the reason why I have to pay is because shalei choyte niskar. So then why would we say that she gets a ksuva of Masayim? The fact that she gets a ksuva of Masayim indicates that we really don't think that she was violated. What shalai hei choyte niskar is there to say that she gets a ksuva of 200? Says Gemara, Ika hasam nami dima memani v'lai naspila. There's a reason there. It's not that Rabbi Yehuda holds that we're not really worried anything happened. There also, there's an element of shalo yehei choyte niskar, because if we say that she gets 100, maybe people won't want to marry her. Now, I don't know what that has to do with shalo yehei choyte niskar. I'm not sure I understand that. It's true, we're giving her a full ksuba, because Dilma Mamani Vlay Nasila, we don't want people to refrain from marrying her, but what does that have to do with Shalai He Chayte Niskar? The Gemara continues. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda holds Biktu Shasa Kaima. Meaning Rabbi Yochanan holds that the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says that you get a shvuya, gets oynas mafata, is because we're not concerned that maybe she was lived with, and has nothing to do with shalei choyte niskar v'savar Rabbi Yochanan. Excuse me, v'savar Rabbi Yehuda, Bikdusha Sakaima, does Rabbi Yehuda hold that she retains her Kedusha? But Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Hapoide es Hashvuya. One who redeems a captive, Yisa'ena, you could marry her. Because if you paid money to redeem her, that means you've ascertained that even a Kohen, that she wasn't violated. Meidba, but if you're the one who testifies that she was not violated, lo yisa'ena, you can't marry her. Rabbi Yehuda, says, bein kach ben kach lo yisa'ena. Either way, whether you redeemed her or you testified about her, you can't marry her. So before we ask any questions, the reisha doesn't seem to make sense. Hagufa kasha, this itself was difficult. Amrit, we said, hapoides ashu yisa'ena. If you redeem a captive, you can marry her. Vahadar tana, and then we taught, meidba, but if you testify that she wasn't violated, lo yisa'ena. So wait a second. If you redeem her and no one testifies, you can marry her. But if you testify just alone, you can't marry her? Misham de meidba? By the way, the Rashi points out, in the Havamina, the way we're reading it is, if you redeem a captive, you can marry her. But if you redeem her and testify that nothing happened, you can't. So Gemara says, because you testified, you made things worse. Mishum de meidba lo yisa'ena? Says the Gemara, haloi kasha. That's not a question. Hachi kamar. Hapoides ha-shvu, if you redeem a captive, u-meidba, and you testify about her, yisa'ena. You could marry her. But Yisa'ena kedi, if you just testify about her without redeeming her, lo yisa'ena, you can't marry her. Why? Because only if you spend the money do we say you're not going to testify falsely. If you didn't redeem her, then maybe we're afraid that maybe you had your eye on her. But the bottom line is, Mikomakam Kashal Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says that if you whether you redeem her and testify or you just testify, Rabbi Yehuda holds, you can marry her. That means Rabbi Yehuda's Choshesh, that she was violated. Because we're talking about a Koyin here. Mikomakam Kashal Rabbi Yehuda. Either way, it's a question according to Rabbi Yehuda, because here it seems that Rabbi Yehuda is choishesh that the shvuya was violated. Amar Rapapa, Rapapa said, Ema, rather say, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ben kach ben kach yisa'ena. Either way, you could marry her, because we're not worried she was violated. Rav Huna, braid Rabbi Yeshua, Oimer, Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Huna, the son of Rabbi Yeshua says, "La'olam kedektani." Really, as we learned, Rabbi Yehuda, however, meaning Rabbi Yehuda holds, keep the gersa, you can't marry her. But Rabbi Yehuda is saying, according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda l'devrayim derabanan kamar lahu. Lididi, I hold you can marry her because I'm not worried that a shvuya was violated. Lididi ben kach ben kach yisa'ena ela l'dedchu. But according to you, you should say you can marry, whether you redeem her or not. If you testify about her, you can't marry her. So if you redeem her and testify, you shouldn't be able to marry her. Maybe you're just redeeming her because you have your eye on her. So the Gemara says like this, Rabbanan, the Rabbanan say, Hapoides ha-shvua, if you redeem her or made by and you testify, you can marry her because you're not going to throw money into the garbage. If it turns out that she was violated, you're going to have to divorce her and you redeemed her for nothing. A person would not throw money in the garbage. But meyidba, kedi, if you just testified, lo yisa'ena, you can't marry her. Shema einav nasan ba, maybe you had your eye on her and that's why you are testifying. Hey Rabbi Isai, we will hold it over here. Have a wonderful evening. Bracha v'atzlacha. See you later. Kol tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.